It's the new Camel at 107.9. Hi, good morning. It's the Maria and Chad show.
I'm on the phone doing interviews.
Yes, you are, Luke Bryan.
Yes, I'm having an argument with my child.
Go ahead. We'll listen. What are you arguing about this morning?
Well, he wants to know the password for his iPad so he can run up a $20 bill buying games.
So what kind of games does he do? Do you know?
Oh, gang, you know, the little, I don't know, they're back there all the time.
Well, you tell them that Uncle Chad said it was okay.
Okay, I'll send Uncle Chad the bill.
Yeah, please do. You know, my wife has that set up where whenever our daughter wants a new app, she gets the notification, and I think that happens like once a day. Hey, Mom, can you approve, the app so we can watch what she's doing on her devices?
Yeah, I mean, I remember, my boys are in, they went through the whole Fortnite stage, and I kept wondering, I'm like, how does Fortnite make money? Well, then when my children logged into Fortnite, and then I had to use my email as the parental stuff, and then I got, 55, $20 charges on Fortnite upgrades, I said, yeah, that's how Fortnite makes money. So
if you ever wonder what a guy like Luke Bryan deals with on the day of a concert, he's got the Sunrise Repeat Tour in town tonight, and you're dealing with iPad purchases.
Yes, I mean, it's just really, 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 really complicated out here, just keeping it real.
So I have a quick question for you. I'm an animal lover, and you have like a whole farm out there, dogs, llamas, goats. Is there any other animals that you're looking to adopt or own? Maybe something the wife says no way to, but you're going to get it anyway?
Well, I mean, I'm always trying to get creative with some fun animals. I mean, we love the barn. It's like my wife and I, we drive down there and check on the animals. It's kind of become a routine, and we certainly enjoy it. You never can tell what kind of animals, may show up at the yeah, if you have an extra zebra, I'd love to get a zebra.
Well, you're on the road a lot, so who's taking care of the zebra?
Well, we got a great little staff on the house, and the funny thing is Caroline literally sent me a text message. She goes, there's some kind of, like a little, anywhere there was a walrus that needed to be rescued, and she wanted to build a walrus tank in my bus barn and save the walrus.
I'm all for it.
I talked her out of the saving walruses. So.
We would watch that if you had that on your Instagram. We actually saw a video. I'm going to play this audio for you and see if you remember this. Hopefully this is your laugh, but you got to tell us what's going on here. All right, so is that you?
That is me laughing. That's me videoing my videographer, who has the weakest stomach on the planet. So we ride a roller coaster in Hershey, PA.
Yeah.
Like, he gets off a wooden roller coaster. It's not a loop-de-loo or nothing like that. So he starts hurling. Well, so the funny thing about him is you can just make a throw-up sound and he'll throw up. So as he was hurling, I was making more throw-up sounds, trying to just, essentially just torture him.
There's so much to love about that. The fact that you're filming the guy that films you all the time, and you get him in that kind of compromising position. If people want to watch, everybody in Camel Nation this morning that's listening this morning, if they want to watch that video of your videographer, we've set it up a keyword. If you text the keyword Luke right now, L-U-K-E.
This is so funny. Text Luke to the number 22108.
Text Luke to watch somebody
puke. There we go. That's why you make the big bucks. So the concert's tonight. What can we expect?
Man, we just get up there and have a blast. I mean, it's high energy, and we just want everybody to get on their feet and just enjoy every second of the show. I mean, from the time that Langston goes on, Langston's kind of a newbie, and he's bringing the heat, and then obviously everybody knows who Cole is. And so we just we're having a blast in the role of getting out here and playing music.
Wear your deodorant. High of 110 today.
Oh, hey, we got this handled.
So before we let you go, I want to give you 60 seconds with Maria and Chad. We're going to give you 60 seconds of questions. You just give the first answer that comes to your mind, okay?
Oh, goodness.
Here we go. Start the timer. All right, number one. We know you like to fish. What's your favorite fish to eat?
Salmon nigiri, baby.
All right. A celebrity you've always wanted to meet is?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. What do you like most about Arizona?
Golf courses.
When you're on tour, what is your favorite thing to eat when you get a chance to eat something when you're not on stage?
Movie popcorn, always.
And what's your favorite cartoon?
Ooh, Tom and Jerry.
Favorite hat to wear? You're always wearing a hat.
Just my old new era. My new era gets me through every day.
And finally, this is great. What's your favorite guilty pleasure song that your wife, Caroline, might catch you singing in your underwear?
Ooh, dear Lord. That's a tricky one. Guilty pleasure song. Too legit to quit. How about that?
Can we get a little bit of Luke Bryan doing MC Hammer this morning?
Too legit.
Too legit to quit. Hey!
You got to do the motions too. So.
We love it. Hey, Luke, thank you so much for taking a minute to call us. We'll see you at Ak Chin Pavilion tonight.
Love y'all. Thank you.